The highly expected not happening is also a black swan. Note that, by symmetry, the occurrence of a highly improbable event is the equivalent of the non-occurrence of a highly probable one. A small number of black swans explain almost everything in our world, from the success of ideas and religions, to the dynamics of historical events, to elements of our own personal lives. Ever since we left the Pleistocene, some 10 millennia ago, the effect of these black swans has been increasing. It started accelerating during the Industrial Revolution, as the world started getting more complicated, while ordinary events, the ones we study and discuss and try to predict from reading the newspapers, have become increasingly inconsequential. Just imagine how little your understanding of the world on the eve of the events of 1914 would have helped you guess what was to happen next. Don't cheat by using the explanations drilled into your cranium by your dull high school teacher. How about the rise of Hitler and the subsequent war? How about the precipitous demise of the Soviet bloc? How about the rise of Islamic fundamentalism? How about the spread of the Internet? How about the market crash of 1987 and the more unexpected recovery? Fads, epidemics, fashion, ideas, the emergence of art genres and schools all follow these black swan dynamics. Literally, just about everything of significance around you might qualify. This combination of low predictability and large impact makes the black swan a great puzzle. But that isn't yet the core concern of this book. Add to this phenomenon the fact that we tend to act as if it does not exist. I don't mean just you, your cousin Joey, and me, but almost all social scientists who, for over a century, have operated under the false belief that their tools could measure uncertainty. For the applications of the sciences of uncertainty to real-world problems has had ridiculous effects. I have been privileged to see it in finance and economics. Go ask your portfolio manager for his definition of risk, and odds are that he will supply you with a measure that excludes the possibility of the black swan, hence one that has no better predictive value for assessing the total risks than astrology. We will see how they dress up the intellectual fraud with mathematics. This problem is endemic in social matters. The central idea of this book concerns our blindness with respect to randomness, particularly the large deviations. Why do we, scientists or non-scientists, hotshots or regular Joes, tend to see the pennies instead of the dollars? Why do we keep focusing on the minutiae, not the possible significant large events, in spite of the obvious evidence of their huge influence? And, if you follow my argument, why does reading the newspaper actually decrease your knowledge of the world? It is easy to see that life is the cumulative effect of a handful of significant shocks. It isn't so hard to identify the role of black swans from your armchair or bar stool. Go through the following exercise. Look into your own existence. Count the significant events, the technological changes, and the inventions that have taken place in our environment since you were born, and compare them to what was expected before their advent. How many of them came on a schedule? Look into your own personal life, to your choice of profession, say, or meeting your mate, your exile from your country of origin, the betrayals you faced, your sudden enrichment or impoverishment. How often did these things occur according to plan?